Co-founder of the West Side Story and the South Side Story Facebook pages, Lingi Toleafoa is a 36-year-old born, raised and proud Westie, currently teaching geography and history in Kuwait in the Middle East. She and her bestie, Pili Apulu, started the West Side Story page as a platform for people from West Auckland to share their life stories. That page has been so successful, they've had to start the South Side Story page to tell stories of our people from South Auckland. To tell us more about how a curiosity to find out how people she knew from when she was younger has turned into two pages fast gaining popularity with our Pasifika diaspora, we have Lingi Toleafoa on the line and on our 531PI Facebook page live feed. Talo Falava Lingi, thank you so much for making time for us this morning.
Thank you. It's pretty late here, but good morning to you all.
Oh, thank you so much for making time for us. Now, Kuwait, what's the weather like there, and how are you coping under COVID-19 conditions?
So the weather right now, it's winter, but it ranges from 26 degrees, and on a cold evening, it'll be about 16 to 14 degrees.
That's winter.
Yeah, that's winter. So the summer, I think the first day that I arrived, it was like 52 degrees.
Oh.
So it gets really hot, but right now we are currently in a lockdown. We have had about 1,700 cases yesterday, so the government announced today that we will be in a curfew lockdown for the next 4 weeks.
Wow, 1,700 in one day.
Yeah, and I think the population is 4.2 million, so they're not doing too well.
No. Oh, that's not good. But we're here to talk to you about the West Side Story, first of all. How did the West Side Story Facebook page come about? And I've had a look, and I'll tell you what, there are some amazing people doing some amazing things, sharing their hearts and their lives on that page, and I just love that.
Yeah, so the West Side Story, I was, when I first moved here, the first few months, I was in isolation and I really struggled coming from a Pasifika community, a church community, and then coming to a country where you don't know anyone, there's no Pacific Islanders. I really struggled, and I think I actually identified that I was going down a depression kind of road. And I actually reached out to my Bible study teacher, and she started praying for me. And that night, I was just scrolling through social media, as it's the only kind of like way I keep in touch with people. And there was a guy that I haven't seen in about 15 years, and I've kind of watched him get married, start up this business, move to Hong Kong, and he was in a wine industry. And it kind of just, I was always interested in how people got to where they were going. So I just messaged him and I asked him like, hey, how did you get into this whole business as you do when you're on the other side of the world with nothing to do? And then he messaged me his story, and I just asked him, if I made a platform on Instagram, would you share your story with me? And he said, absolutely. And I was like, I'll just do it for West Aucklanders. And then that's when I just tried a few other people to see, get a feel, to see if anyone would share their story. And surprisingly, people got back to me. And then I'm not good with social media. So I told my best friend, Billy, I kind of like forced him into it. And I was like, this is what I want to do. and he runs the marketing. He ran the marketing and advertising team for our church at Life Essential. And then he jumped on board, and so he does all the social media aspects of the posting. So originally started on Instagram. So he does all the promos, anything to do with media, he does. And I curate all the stories and possibly, but I do all the editing for the stories. And that's how the West Side Story was born. So it actually came out of a hard, difficult time, a trial, trials and tribulations, I guess, out of a lonely season. But it's kept me busy. And yeah, it's been awesome to, we didn't expect anything like this to happen. But it's amazing how people celebrate other people's successes, which has been really encouraging.
It has been amazing. Now, the question that comes to mind for most people as they listen to your story is, what brought you to Kuwait?
I was looking at going to China. I wanted to teach overseas. I was turning 36, and I had, like, if I didn't leave the school that I was at, I was never going to leave. It was an amazing school out at Hobsonville Point Secondary School. I had the best managers, the best principal, amazing staff, and Kuwait kind of landed in my lap. I was approached by an agency. I did an interview, didn't think anything much of it, and then they gave me the job. 24 hours later, they gave me a contract. And then I kind of like just prayed on it. I was like, God, if this is where you want me to go, just open the doors. And here I am. So I'm signed on for 2 years, possibly looking at 4. But yeah, that's how I ended up in Kuwait.
Yes, how you prayed on that. And that seems to be a common theme that comes through all of the stories, is the influence of God and God's guidance in these lives. They seem to be testimonies to me. And I love what you say about you are a history teacher, and the study of stories into the past helps students make sense of their present. Are many of these people that you know, or are some of them people who like stories that you tell and then you find out their own stories? How do you find people to share their stories on the West Story and the South Side Story pages?
So the West Side Story, me and Billy, we started with people that we knew. And just to clarify, it's we are both Christians, but there's nothing in the briefing that says that your story has to be faith-based. So surprisingly, the majority of them come in and they do have like a testimony, like a godly testimony. But we started off with just the friends that we know, because we needed people on board. And then from there, we started getting referrals, and it's just kind of like word of mouth, and people just email in now. For South Auckland, because me and Billy are both from West Auckland, South Auckland was a bit hard to crack. We had to reach out to our South Auckland friends and family. We've had two main people who have really pulled through for us. I just wanted to mention, so Sunny Satil and Savannah Levy. So those two have been kind of like our go-to people who have got a lot of our stories. And so 90% of South Auckland, I don't know them. I've never met them. We meet online, and I guess they trust the people that have referred them. But yeah, it's word of mouth. And I think people are encouraged by other people's stories, so they have come forth and shared their stories. But then there's also people that, you know, that decline.
Right, stories that you know of. Now, what has the feedback from people who've shared their story been? Because I love what you say about, you know, understanding your past makes sense of your present. in terms of going back in their own lives? You know, because often we're so focused on the present and the future, and we don't really sort of delve deep into our past and have an appreciation of that. What is the feedback for them? Have some of it been like therapeutic for some of them?
Definitely. So the authors, always the day before or the day of their release, it's kind of like a counseling session. They start getting nervous, and the whole process, a lot of them is the healing process, because it's looking back into events in your life that you may not be proud of or you don't want to revisit, but they are crucial to the product that they are now. So a lot of them found it very confronting your past mistakes, confronting your truths, and then being able to come out and share it with the world. I think for them, a lot of people found it confronting, a healing process, and quite liberating. So it's been really awesome. And I think the best thing about it is the comments and the feedback that they get from their friends and strangers. It's a real great time to edify the authors and to really celebrate them and who they have become and where they've come from. So it's really about the authors as much as it's about the audience. It's like a ongoing effect, but I haven't had one bad feedback from any of the authors. But you know, we always get emails of how we can improve, and you know, I live on the other side of the world. We're just two ordinary West Aucklanders just trying to do something good for the community. I think there's enough negative news on and gossip, and you know, there's enough of negativity out there on social media. So it's nice to celebrate.
I think that's what I love about those stories. It's just people being vulnerable, people telling and walking their truth. And that's what I love about the stories. We are quickly running out of time, and we appreciate you making time for us. If people do want to find the West Side Story and the South Side Story, where do they go?
So you can go on Instagram. It's the West Side Story 09. Or the South Side Story 09. And we also have it on Facebook as well. So everything we post, all the stories we post on Instagram, will also be found under the same names on Facebook. But thank you so much for this opportunity. And thank you to all our authors and audiences, and to 531 PI for this opportunity, and just for celebrating, you know, stories. Like, that's what life is about, it's stories. So, you know,
now, just one final question, sorry. After you being down and you reaching out and asking for that first story, how are you now in Kuwait?
Excellent. I'm doing very well. I think taking your focus off yourself, and that's what I had to do, focus on other people. I mean, reading what everyone else is going through, I don't know what I was complaining. So these stories have been a healing process for me as well, and a growing process. So thank you to the platform and to everyone who has contributed, because it really pulled me out of a dark place that I was heading into. And I thank the Lord that... for the platform, because it really was God-given, and I'm just thankful that through other people's stories, I've been liberated too. So thank you so much for everyone who has supported and contributed to the platforms.
And we thank the Lord for you. Lingi Tolefoa, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to catching up again with you in the not-too-distant future, and stay safe in lockdown.
Thank you.
You're listening to Early Edition with Ed Tev, 531 PI, bringing Pacific people together.